The Lord be with you. Thank you. How many people here like rooting for the underdog in games? Okay, most people. How many people like rooting for the overdog? Anybody? Oh, Bill and Peggy do. Anybody else like rooting for the team that's expected to win? Not too many. Yeah, Gonzaga. Well, today is Palm Sunday. Welcome to Peace. It's a special day in the church year. And what we're seeing here is Jesus is an underdog. He's entering into the city of Jerusalem. He's from Nazareth of all places. And in the city of Jerusalem, there are the overdogs, Pontius Pilate and Roman soldiers there during the Passover. But in this case, on Easter Sunday, we're going to learn the underdog wins. Jesus is resurrected and overcomes death and the authorities that are there. And that's so the underdog does win sometimes. It does happen. That's what we're going to hear about this week here at Peace. And so we have lots of wonderful things going on this week. I did just want to make sure that we're on the same page with our schedule for Holy Week. This Thursday is Maundy Thursday, and that's the night in which Jesus instituted his supper. Here at Peace, we'll have a special worship service at 7 p.m. The choir is singing an extended piece with narration about the Passion, our Lord's last few days. And there will be Holy Communion, and then we'll have the stripping of the altar. You'll hear about it in my sermon. Today I'm setting the stage for this week's worship here at Peace. Then on Friday, that is Good Friday, and at 7 o'clock we'll have a very solemn service in a sense as we read about Jesus' last few moments on the cross, and the lights are dimmed, and at the very end we will be in utter darkness, because that is what happened the day that Jesus died. And then, of course, Easter Sunday here at Peace is very special. At 7 a.m., there is the Community Sunrise Service. That is at College United Methodist Church, 7 a.m. And then at 10 o'clock here at Peace, that is when we're going to have our worship service. If you show up at 11, you might be trampled because our kids are heading out for the Easter egg hunt at that point. So make sure to note, 10 o'clock is Easter worship here at Peace. And you may want to arrive early because we'll have quite a few people showing up for Easter this year. At about 11:15, then we'll have our Easter egg hunt. So that's the schedule for this week. Just a couple other notes. Just a big thank you to all who came yesterday and helped clean up the church and the outside. It looks it looks wonderful. And just thank you to everyone that came yesterday and helped in whatever way they did. Today is Palm Sunday, and today this is a palm branch. Although it's a fern, it's a palm branch, and we are going to process forward during our opening hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And as you come forward, when that hymn begins, we have five verses. Go ahead and place your palm branch into the receptacle just like that, and you can come, if you're on this kind of section, this from my hand over. You can come down this aisle and place your palm branch into this receptacle. If you're over on this side or on this half of the middle section, go ahead and come up here and place your palm branch into this receptacle. Then you can head back to your seat for the rest of our opening hymn. I think that does it for my announcements this morning. Are there other announcements? I see Elaine is coming up. We'll wait for her.
Just a reminder that the Ladies Guild is helping to sponsor anyone who wants to go to Camp Lutherwood with a $200 scholarship. So if your child is interested in going to Lutherwood, apply now and just let us know, and then you'll get that matching scholarship. Also, a couple things for next week. Carpooling is probably a really good thing if you come, and maybe even parking on the street if you typically park in the lot, if you're able to do that. The other thing is, for fellowship, we really love people to be able to have coffee and a treat, but it really is just treats and finger food. So don't bring casseroles and salads and things like that where people need to use forks and spoons. Just finger food, you know, deviled eggs, cookies, things that people can just pick up real easily and eat. And so if you could do that, that'd be great. And there's really no one assigned for fellowship. I think Ellen and Jim are going to help, but Mike and I are going to do that as well. But if you feel led to help in any way, that would be great.
All right. Thanks, Elaine. For more information about Camp Lutherwood, there are half sheets of paper with information about Lutherwood and how you can apply for those scholarships here at Peace. Those have been printed and are on the table in the narthex. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. At this time, I'd like for everyone to rise as we call upon God to be with us this morning.